The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
People see it, right? You watch it. When I watch tape, I see people dogging it. And people are going to watch Tay Banks dogging it against the Philadelphia Eagles and say, this kid's a punk, man. This kid doesn't really want it. And that's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
Like, if you care about being great, you can't put that BS on tape, period. Because this eye in the sky don't lie. It's a cliche for a reason. You can't hide from it.
I wonder if anyone said that to him.
Somebody needs to say it to him.
Well, maybe he's listening to you right now.
I hope he is, because that you don't escape that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
People see it.
Yeah. It's like what Big Mac did last night, 4:45 a.m. Took a segment off. I was like, I'm tired. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm just kidding. I made the whole thing up. Big Mac always plays through the whistle. But it would be the same thing, right?
Yeah.
4:45, Big Mac's tired, so he wouldn't do that. He's not Tay Banks. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm just going to read the newspaper. That's what I'm going to do to end the last 10 minutes of this show because I'm tired. Well, guess what? Eye in the sky don't lie.
I hope Tay Banks is listening. Right in our target demo age.
Yeah, he is. He's right there. You're right about that. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Appreciate it. What's up?
What's happening?
I'm with Lugie on this. I think Dayball is getting way too big a pass, and I think I go back to, and obviously you can't base it on this, but the guy is super arrogant. You hear him with the reporters after the game, and then you see any head coach will keep his feet on the table when a legendary owner walks in. Whether you respect him or not, you should respect him, obviously. But you know, it's got to be thinking a little bit differently, no?
What do you think of that?
What do you think of that? Owner's got to think differently.
Yeah.
About?
Yeah,
I mean, I think the owner set on his head coach for now.
Yeah, well, that blah, blah, blah,
and it's going to depend on how they finish this season.
Yes, that's the key to all of this.
Of course, it's the same thing that happened last year. Now, granted, it was only their second season, but they actually played pretty well down the stretch, and they could have won more games than they did, but they didn't quit.
That's the danger on how this season ends. If they compete to the finish line, kind of like you said with Tay Banks on tape or me making up a thing about Big Mac at 4:45 a.m., if you play through the end of this season and you're competitive and you win a game here or there, then I think Mara's words will hold true. But if things get worse, and they could, I don't know how the heck this season's going to end, then the intention of what one said in October won't be the same in January. And that's the danger the Giants face over the next few weeks.
They have a game on Sunday.
Correct.
If they lose to the Panthers, it won't just be me saying this now. Everyone will say, leave him in Germany, he being Brian Daboll. You lose this game, how could it get any worse? The Panthers are the worst team in the league by far.
I think it's a very fair point. I think this game in particular, when you're a 5.5-point favorite against the Carolina team that just got a coach fired. They did it themselves.
And you're getting Carolina off a win, which is a good spot to beat them. Because they're riding high off a win.
I don't agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I do agree with that. Like, this would be a tough game to lose and then say, we're heading in the right direction. It'd be tough. It's the Carolina Panthers in Germany.
And that's where I start to think that the players themselves are quitting in a way, because you have to beat Carolina. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are horrific. But they haven't lost yet. So what do you mean do you think they're quitting?
No. My point is that if they don't win this game, if they don't smash the Panthers, that's where you look at the coach, you look at the locker room, and you go, this team has quit on the season, and they quit on the coach.
If they lose to Carolina, you think that?
It depends on how they lose. Like, I'd have to see Bryce Young playing like a Pro Bowler. And then say, well, you know what? Kid just got good all of a sudden. But they should not lose this game.
No, they can't lose this game.
I know Chuba Hubbard is playing his best football. That's their running back. He's got, I think, five or so rushing touchdowns on the season, which is a career high for him in a season. So I know they're playing a little bit better, but they should have no business losing this game.
Now, I need your guys' opinions because, to varying degrees, you're all Jet haters. Obviously, Tiki isn't because, as you know, he loves Nate Hackett.
I do love Nate Hackett.
So he can't be a Jet hater, but your opinion, guys, are going to matter big time here because a few years ago, if you guys recall, there was a controversy around the New York Jets involving a T-shirt. I don't know if you guys remember that. A Mike White t-shirt. Where
yes,
players
I do.
Started wearing Mike Bleepin' White t-shirts. I thought it was cool. I still think to this day it was cool. And many, whether it was revisionist history or in the moment, were critical of, wow, this is a bad look to have a t-shirt made for the backup quarterback when Zach Wilson is there.
Yes.
Disrespectful. That's when I lost it with Robert Saleh. I've heard that from Jet fans. Okay, so there was a t-shirt controversy a few years ago. There is a new t-shirt going around the Jet facilities right now, and I just want to make sure, to quote Tommy, with the no fun police, if this is okay. Because I know, maybe I'm not seeing clear-eyed. I'm a Jet fan. I'm happy. They're coming.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off a win, but according to Zach Rosenblatt, who does a fine job covering the New York Jets for The Athletic, Jet players are being given Garrett Wilson catch t-shirts. T-shirts have been made about the Garrett Wilson catch from a week
ago.
That's
just weird.
Why is that weird?
Like if I was on that team and someone gave me a Garrett Wilson catch shirt, would I wear it?
Wouldn't you?
I don't know, man. It's just weird.
Oh, come on, man. Really?
It's just a little, I don't know. It's just weird. You, like, from a fan standpoint, you're like, oh, that's the awesomest it's thing awesome. In the world. That's cool. Let's wear these shirts. But when you're a dude and you're a baller and you've been working your whole life to live your dream and you're in the NFL and you're grinding and you got your own stuff going on, your own challenges, your own whatever hill to climb, and then someone gives you the shirt to celebrate you, it's just weird, dude.
What would you do?
I'd take it, but I wouldn't wear it. It's just weird. I know how fans think. Oh, that's the awesomest thing in the world. But
yes.
I don't know, man. No. No.
I think it's
weird. I'm just telling you, it's weird.
I'm glad I brought it up because you, first of all, you know me so well because you're like, yeah, typical fan. You think it's the coolest thing ever. And I'm like, yeah, can I buy the t-shirt? And you're like, nah, dude, that's weird. Do you think guys in the room think that's weird? It's a different generation, so maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Wow.
It feels like to me, it's like, hey, guys, look, something finally cool happened to us this year. Everybody wear it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I don't know. Something doesn't click right.
When I
hear that, it doesn't click right in my head.
I know you're coming from a genuine place. He's coming from a hater place.
I'm not coming from a hater place.
No,
I'm coming from
Sean,
I was in that locker room and someone gave me a t-shirt of Garrett Wilson, you know, spreading his junk and one hand and a ball over his head. Yeah, bro, look what I got on my chest. I don't think so.
No, I bet you're coming from a genuine place of, I wouldn't wear that. Sean's coming from a, I just hate the Jets place.
No, I'm not.
But you guys are coming across like buzzkills now. Because now I was all excited about it. Now I feel like a dip leap.
No, look, the Jets are 3-6. They do have still an ability to make a run in here. And I'm not saying you can't have fun or anything. Just feels like now's not the time to stop and celebrate that you had a cool playlist there. That's all.
Why can't this be their OMG shirt?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
OMG. Jose Iglesias, right? Yes. That's his song. This is Garrett Wilson's catch. This is what turned their season around. This is their rallying cry.
I'm with you. So you got me now.
I still wouldn't wear the shirt.
But it's like team unity, bonding. Devontae Adams has talked about that, changing the culture in the locker room.
I'm all for it. Now,
all for that? Come on, hold on.
I'm all for anything that saves the Jets season.
This is a big time hold on. You want to talk about the most ridiculous comparison ever. Do you know what OMG t-shirts did? They helped publicize a coworker, a colleague's song that was also making money on his side hustle of being a musician.
And by the way, he is a bit player who was on a one-year deal.
Right.
And making probably league minimum.
On a team with
probably wasn't. He's making
no expectations, as everybody's been reminded.
Right.
This isn't making Garrett Wilson his side hustle money and promoting a song.
Don't make me do what I'm about to do. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Maybe this team realizes that, hey, Malik Nabers was getting all the hype. We got the real wide receiver in New York. You made me do it. I didn't want to have to do that.
Tommy has really sold his soul to be positive.
I
love it.
But Tommy, why does that even matter?
For the guys in that locker room, I would think it would.
You know this. Ball don't lie. Go look at the statistics. Go watch the film. Garrett Wilson is better than Malik Nabers.
Thank you, Tiggy.
Like, it doesn't even, like, why you got to show everybody? It doesn't matter.
Because we're in a show me kind of generation. We're in a TikTok, Instagram.
You shouldn't be. These kids shouldn't be. Just go ball.
To me, and I appreciate the effort. I think it's a great effort.
You better appreciate that. I had to sell Malik Nabers' soul down the river. You better appreciate what Positive Tom is doing here.
I do. I want to give you a hug because I also feel bad for you. Boy, did this guy sell his soul. I respect that.
Right. I almost forget he's a Giants fan.
I forgot already.
He's not allowed to sit with us on draft night now.
Yes. But I think what the Jets are doing, and it's sort of what you're saying, Tommy, and I think it's needed, is they've had a bad year. Been a bad year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really disappointing year all the way around. And something cool happened on Thursday. Besides winning a game, they had a really cool moment. And I think this is a locker room that's probably been very uptight, stressed out because they feel the pressure, that is finally getting a chance to smile.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I think is cool. Now, they got to go win. They got to go beat the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. They got to go beat the Indianapolis Colts on a game that got flexed out of Sunday night because they're so crappy. But if this is a moment, a brief moment where they can smile and have some fun, I'm all for it because maybe it helps. Maybe this is the thing that they need. So, thank you for your loyalty, Tom.
You're welcome,
Tommy.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.